This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All up in a bunch about Obamacare being ruled unconstitutional. Let me just come in, sit down, right? Just get my bearings, okay? I was off the last couple days. Let me just get my bearings and find out what is going on and assess the situation, okay? All I know is nothing is happening. Nothing is happening to our premiums this next year. The premiums are going to still be sky high. We're still going to have high deductibles. It's just nobody get excited yet, okay? This is going to be something that is going to take a little bit of time. And again, me, I need some time to deduce what is going on. Now, just to catch some of you guys up to speed, although I'm having a threat on my computer. Okay, well, thank you for, it looks like anything that happens with Obamacare, they think there's a virus attached to it. So basically, I guess what happened. And excuse me, all right, I had to eat my breakfast really quickly because of all the hoopla. It's a federal judge, I guess, U.S. District Court Judge Reed O'Connor. This is federal judge, not necessarily the U.S. Supreme Court, which is what everybody thinks is going on. Okay? Yes, the Supreme Court may get involved. But this was a U.S. District Court Judge Reed O'Connor. He agreed with a group of 20 states with Republican governors or legislators, arguing that the constitutionality of Obamacare's individual mandate dissolved, right, when Congress removed the tax penalty for the uninsured. So remember, if you didn't have health insurance and you decided not to take health insurance, you would get a penalty. Trump decided to squash that, so we didn't have the individual mandate. But the only reason why the Supreme Court allowed the constitutionality to, remain for this law back in 2012 is because Justice Roberts had tweaked the law saying, look, if you call it a tax, you're good. If you call it a tax, the whole thing's constitutional. So the Supreme Court had upheld the law that the mandate requiring people to purchase insurance fell within Congress's taxation power. So basically what this judge did, if I could clarify what happened, is he said, look, guys, if the tax penalty is gone, that's the whole reason, the whole tax concept of this law allowed it to be constitutional. If not, the whole thing needs to go. And that's when people were like, ah, I see. So now people are like, well, what the heck happened? So, you know, obviously in the immediate future, nothing happens. Okay? There was a Saturday deadline for people who wanted to get anything from the insurance covered by their state exchange or quote-unquote Obamacare. If ACA remains in place, that could still take months for, you know, I guess whatever this sequelae of this happens. If the ACA doesn't stay in place, we still don't have another health plan. So the Supreme Court is obviously going to be having to weigh in on this. Now that there was that, what is it, Jenga? What's that game where you have all those little wood pieces and you pull out one little wood piece and you hope the thing still stands and a lot of times it falls? Well, this was like a Jenga piece being pulled out about a year ago. And so Democrats think, oh, well, it's just a hiccup, no big deal. Republicans think this is their chance to abolish the law. So the Supreme Court will probably have to weigh in on is it still constitutional? Is the ACA still constitutional without the tax, if the tax was the only thing that allowed it to still be constitutional? Now, I have to go back and look at the what the Supreme Court said, and that's kind of difficult for somebody like me because, you know, even though I graduated cum laude, I don't really have the best reading comprehension. A lot of these legal words are tough for me. I read the Health Care Act, all 2,200 pages. I didn't understand half of it. I didn't understand, I should say, 90% of it because it kept alluding to other laws like in the Library of Congress or wherever the heck they were that I couldn't, you know, access. So I'm like, I'm just reading a bunch of words. And so I would have to see if technically other parts were constitutional and the mandate was unconstitutional. So as long as you call it a tax, it's constitutional. But getting rid of the whole mandate, is the rest of the law still fine? So the big question is the rest of the law with what they want to do with subsidies and all that still kosher? If it's not, and the way things work is if you have one law, 2,200 pages, if one line of it isn't constitutional, the whole thing goes, which I think that's the way it should be. I mean, you know, I think you can't just slip something in there, hope it passes. I mean, then the whole law has to be rewritten. I agree with that. I do. The problem is you and I, I'm fed up with the whole concept of Obamacare versus national insurance versus public option versus high deductibles versus pre-existing conditions. We are fed up. Our healthcare system right now is in a very, very precarious state. And whoever decides to make a new law needs to do it right. Now, what I had suggested for years is just do one little baby line item laws, little baby lines. Like, okay, insurance has to cover pre-existing conditions. Now, that's a big, you know, cannonball into the delicate pond of healthcare. But have that one little law in place and then see what all the sequelae happens. See what happens with the ripples. Now, obviously, the ripples of that is, all right, well, then if nobody wants to buy insurance when they're healthy, we just lost the whole purpose of insurance. But you see, maybe that's what needs to happen. And I understand insurance companies do a lot of good. We do need insurance companies out there. I get that. I don't want to abolish it completely. But the idea of my wanting to go to the doctor and talk price and I'm paying insurance to talk down the price when I could just do it myself could possibly lower costs. You know, maybe if we get insurance out of the equation, things will go down. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Michael Novelli from Podtastic Friends joins us next segment. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. Cannabisstocks.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you guys are aware that I have cats and dogs, and I just love adopting animals. And many of them I need to train. Okay? No pee-pee house. No pee-pee mama's closet. Don't pee-pee on mama's new dress. Don't mess up mommy's nylons. And me, I'm really easygoing. I'm very, very easygoing with these animals. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are skeptical to adopt an animal. You have, from what I understand, 6.5 million pets coming from the American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. 6.5 million animals enter U.S. shelters each year. And I guess I'm hearing that 1.5 get euthanized. So when I found out that there was this organization, oh my gosh, this is Michael and Melissa Novelli. They have something called Pawtastic Friends. When I found out about this, I just almost went pee-pee house. So joining us right now is Michael Novelli. Thank you for joining us. Tell us what is Pawtastic Friends?
Hi, Dahlia. It's Melissa. How are you?
Hey, Melissa. How you doing? Good, good. Yeah, tell us what's going on.
Okay, so Pawtastic Friends was something that we started back in 2016, Michael and I. And what it is, it's the enrichment training program. And what we do is we work with 18 local rescues in Las Vegas, and we provide enrichment training for dogs that are waiting to get adopted. So we work on leash skills, we work on commands, we work on socializing them, and it helps prepare them so they're more adoptable.
Wow. What did you think of those statistics? I mean, from what we understand, the ASPCA and the Humane Society have found, say there's like no government institution or animal organization that takes these statistics. Do you think there's more of these animals that are out there that are unadoptable than we're quantifying?
Yeah, there's tons of animals out there right now that they don't have numbers on, and the best we could do is help as many as we can. So, unfortunately, many get euthanized because the people in some of the communities, they breed the dogs to sell them and make money. So, hopefully they can get some kind of regulation where they can enforce that and, you know, help control the pet population. I remember when I was younger, Bob Barker on The Price is Right, help control the pet population. Stay there and neuter your pet. You know, everybody
right.
heard that, you know, for years. But, I mean, it's an issue that's ongoing, you know, so hopefully they can get some because, I mean, these dogs don't deserve to be euthanized. I mean, you know, we are their voices.
Right, right. So describe how you make them adoptable. I would love, this is so fascinating. What are some of the things you do?
So we work with quite a few trainers, and what they do is we have agility equipment, and that helps them build confidence, it helps them build focus, and helps them come out of their shell and be more confident about themselves. We work on socialization with people and other pets, because some dogs, when they go into rescue or they go into the shelter, they're labeled as one dog only home. And the reason is because they don't have the opportunity to socialize with other dogs.
Right.
Which isn't good because quite a few dogs, they live in rescues, in boarding, and in kennel life, and the only access that they do have to other dogs is when they're walking back and forth in front of their kennel. So we work on social skills, we work on leash skills, because a lot of dogs, when they find their way into the shelter or rescue, they have various backstories. You know, some are
right.
good and some are not so good. So we work on the particular issue that affects that dog.
Right, right. You know, I mean, are you seeing a lot of these animals having been abused?
Quite a few that we worked with, because we, even though the program started in 2016, Michael and I were involved in a local shelter for about 6 years, and some of the stories that have come in, they'll leave you in tears. And that's why we started the program also, is because, you know, when you go walking dogs, I don't believe kennel life is meant for years. I believe
right.
kennel life is a transition. You come into the shelter, you come into a rescue, you're there for a month, maybe 2 months, but not years, because it's a very stressful situation. And some of the stories are not so nice. Some of them are sad, because their owner passed away. They've been a loved pet for 10 years. Their owner passed away, and there was nobody to take them, so they found their way into a shelter. Some are
mm-hmm.
abused. Some are just a result of, like Michael said, you know, a breeding of dogs, and those dogs are cute when they're puppies, but people either realize that they can't take care of the dog, or as the dog grows older, they're not cute anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different
You know, we're talking to Michael and Melissa Novelli of Podtastic Friends. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, everybody, I mean, my listeners know about Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo was a rescue cat, really cute little boy, and he destroyed our grand piano by peeing and pooping in it. And he's destroyed every beautiful dress I've had. He has so outstayed his welcome. But I keep him because I don't think anybody would want him. So if you guys ever start to train cats, please let me give Shaky Boo to you. Because I'm so sick of his tushy.
Yeah. And the program that we started, the Enrichment Training Scholarship Program, what's great about that is anybody could be part of the dog's journey in finding their forever home. So what people do is they go onto our website, podcasticfriends.com, and they pick one of the 70 dogs that we have in the program right now. What they do is they sponsor the dog for $25, and we're a nonprofit, so it's tax deduction for them. And then that $25 goes directly to our trainer. And what they get to do is on our Facebook page, Melissa does the updates with our trainers, and you can see the first day of their training all the way until they find their forever home. And when the dog that you're sponsoring gets adopted, I guarantee you're going to have happy tears.
And you guys, you know, that this is an amazing Christmas gift. You know, a lot of you guys are looking for Christmas gifts and, you know, you have family members or friends or colleagues and you're like, you want to get them something worthwhile, but you don't have a lot of money to spend. Imagine if for Christmas you guys sponsor a Podtastic Friend. And you can do this whether you're in New York, Alabama, Georgia, any of my listeners out there, even though this is based in Las Vegas. I would, you know, urge you guys, if you are looking to do something, even for your office, where you guys sponsor a pet, how do they get to see the follow-up? When you sponsor a pet, what do they get to see?
Well, what I do is an update from the dog's perspective. So it's posted on our Facebook page and social media, and it's from the dog's perspective. Like, hi, I'm Nico. Today I went to school. This is what I worked at.
Love it.
Look at how I've improved. Yeah, or Amber. Amber was a dog that had never had socialization. So when our trainer went to work with her the first few times, she pooped on her. And
yeah.
She was so scared. Well, Amber found her home. So people, they fall in love with this dog, and then they go ahead and they follow the journey. They see the updates, and they see where their money goes, number one, and they're part of the journey. Because it's a group effort, you know, it's a team.
Absolutely. You know, I see on some of the videos animals on the treadmill, walking slow. And tell us about the treadmill therapy you do.
So the treadmill is a great way to warm up the dogs. It helps them get out pent-up energy that they've built up from being in the kennel.
Okay.
And because a lot of people don't realize they're in there, they're 24/7. So they might get out for 30 minutes, maybe, and that's a big amount of time. For a walk. So the treadmill helps them burn energy, get confidence, and it helps them build focus. And then
yes.
Once they get that energy out, then they're ready to work.
Wow. So, you know, everybody out there, please check out podtasticfriends.com. And Michael and Melissa, again, how can people help you again?
So what they can do is they can basically just go onto the podcasticfriends.com website. They can make a general donation or they can sponsor any of the dogs in the program. We're really happy to announce we just had our 142nd dog in the program get adopted.
Woo-hoo. Yay!
I mean,
oh, that's awesome.
Changing lives for the dogs, helping the rescues, and helping the future owners. So we're so blessed to be able to do this, and we're so passionate about it. And our team is just amazing with our trainers, the sponsors, and even people that just share the share the updates and things like that. We even have an aquatics program for the dogs that have mobility issues, have had surgeries. It's been life changing.
Wow, Michael and Melissa, thank you guys for coming on. Bless you guys, and keep us posted. Okay. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
You you may need this herbal tea for relief right away. So write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News.
Former FBI Director James Comey is again on Capitol Hill, meeting with some members of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees. Comey is being questioned about how he handled the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the early stages of the Russia probe. Julia Manchester is a reporter with The Hill. She tells CBS News this might be the last time Republicans are able to speak with Comey.
Their narrative, while they've been controlling the House during the Trump administration, is to try to investigate alleged bias at the Justice Department and the FBI. So there has been this back and forth.
Worth noting, the last time Comey was on Capitol Hill, he said, "I don't recall or I don't remember," over 200 times. According to a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, 33% of Americans say they believe the economy is going to get worse in 2019. Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander says he's not running for re-election in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Dolly. All right, so teenagers are going to be a little upset about this next segment. And I'm sorry, but it's something that has to be said. The teens have a code. And we all know, you know, back in the 50s, there were certain words, there was certain jargon in the 30s and 20s, and young people have codes or terms for things. You know, like a pretty girl was a doll, you know, or you know, cops were coppers and, I don't know, big house was jail. And so, there, you know, terms and slang have always been around. And usually we old folks, right, we, you know, parents, right, the parents are considered old. Grandparents can figure it out. We can figure out what they're talking about, okay? You know, the problem is technology has exploded so much that we as parents in society are having trouble catching up. And kids have codes, actual numbers, and words that they use to communicate with each other. And some of these could signify some real risky behavior. So I wrote an article on this. It's on my website at drdahlia.com. It's on my Twitter feed at Dr. Dahlia. It's on my Facebook at Dr. Dahlia. And if you're a parent or a grandparent, you may want to look at this. Okay? So some of these codes correspond with the letters on the keypad. Now, that simplifies things a little bit, but still not too much. So, for example, I love you. That could denote the letters on the keypads, right? One for I, four for love, three for you. I don't really know. I guess they denote letters on the keypads. I don't know. Or numbers of letters in each word. Love has four letters, right? But some of those, that's, the kids don't really so much figure those out. They just start to memorize them. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to break down for you some of these codes that they have and what they mean for each. And some of this content is a little bit high. Some of this content is a little PG-13. So for sex and love, under that category, if you see your teen type N-I-F-O-C, do you guys know what that means? So if your kid goes, yeah, mom, you want to see my phone here, you know, dad, I don't care, look, you know, and you see, hey, buddy, N-I-F-O-C or whatever, you're like, okay, N-I-F-O-C means nude in front of the computer. If you see C-U-46, C as in the letter C, U as the letter U, 46, that means C-U for sex. The number 8, well, that signifies 8. We're seeing that used in a lot of teen talk about oral sex. 831 means I love you. 831 is 8 letters, 3 words, 1 you. Get it? Or 1 meaning. And 143 is also I love you. If you see 2N8, that means tonight. Or 2NTE, tonight. 4AO is 4 adults only. 2B at, that's the 2, the B, the at sign. 5-3-X is sex. Why? Because I think the 5 looks like an S, the 3 looks like an E, and the X, you see? And so parents are looking at this going, okay, wait a second, I could break this code, I get it. If a 5 looks like S, then if I see a bunch of 5s, that's a lot of S's. And maybe you're right, if somebody is sobbing or really crying, there's a bunch of 5s. But again, not always. You know, 3 doesn't necessarily always mean an E. 775 means kiss me, not sure why. Now, this is huge. A question mark with a little triangle, you know, the greater than left-hand sign, but it's like vertically put? That means hookup. So if you see a question mark and that little sign, don't think it's a typo by your kid. That means your kid is trying to hook up with somebody. BAE means your bae before anyone else. IWSN. What do you think IWSN is? Well, you're thinking, well, maybe an ISDN line. Maybe that has to do something with electronics. No. IWSN means I want sex now. ITX means intense sex. Now, this one would make me go through the roof if I saw this on my kid's text. NP4NP. Do you guys know what NP4NP means? Naked pic for naked pic. 1174, I guess, means a strip club or nudie club. Okay, so now some of you guys are like, okay, well, all right, fine. My kid looks like he's having sex. Now what? Well, you need to also identify if your kid is suicidal or if your kid is unhappy or angry. So broken heart, I think a lot of you guys don't know what the left-hand sign is with the 3. You're like, does that mean boobies or something? It means broken heart. The left-hand sign next to a 3 means heart. If there's a space in between, it means broken heart. Now, remember we talked about I Love You is 1-4-3? Well, 1-8-2 means I hate you. 8 means hate, 2 means 2. TG2BT means too good to be true. But this one bothers me, a 2M2H, too much to handle. Now, there's words out there too. Blarg, blog, that means darn, but obviously deeper. Butthurt means you got a personal insult. I was butthurt on that. Salty means you're bitter about something. If they go, I'm watered, well, that doesn't mean they're drunk. It means they're feeling sad or they're hurt. They may say, I'm wrecked, messed up. Poof. If you see poof, that means disappearing. :, poof, :, means I'm gone. Now, that could be somebody just leaving a chat room, or that could be something else. We talked about a few weeks ago how ghost means disappear. 555-555 means sobbing, crying one's eyes out. As a parent, if you saw a bunch of fives, you're thinking maybe the kid just left his finger on the keypad. No, that could mean they're trying to say that they're sobbing. KMN means kill me now. KMS means kill myself. So if your kid sends a text or has something on their social media that says KMS, you have better call some help. KYS is kill yourself. Now, this is something we suspect could be what prompts some of these kids who are bullied to kill themselves if they get a KYS. VSF, if you see VSF, that means very sad face. You see how freaky this is? I mean, if you don't know the code, you have no idea. Of course, there's words for marijuana, 420, as we know. Christmas tree is used for marijuana, catnip. So if you see Christmas tree on your kid's text, they may not be talking about Christmas. They may be talking about dope. Gummy bears is used for drugs. Gold is used for drugs. Bananas, blues, bars. Bars are for benzodiazepines. Blues and bananas are for narcotics because Percocet and Lortab come in blues or yellows. Smarties or Skittles are for Ritalin and Adderall. That's an old term, but we see it. Guess what ski equipment stands for? Which drug do you think ski equipment stands for? Cocaine. Cola for cocaine. Ecstasy. E, Smarties, sweets, chocolate chips, candy. Chocolate chips. I talk about chocolate chips all the time. Teens must be thinking I'm talking about ecstasy. I'm not. Crystal skull or wizard could be synthetic marijuana. Hazel means heroin. So a lot of the kids go, man, that was lit. Lit means that was awesome in a way, right? Awesome, good. But if somebody goes, I got lit, that means I got drunk. If somebody goes, I got smashed, that doesn't necessarily mean getting drunk. Now, smash means having sex. So, you as parents, you need to be careful because the kids are going to be cluing each other in. POS means parents over shoulder. PAW means parents are watching. PAL means parents are listening. If you see the number 9, that could mean a parent is watching. 99 means parent is not watching anymore. So, I urge parents to look at their kids' social media and look at their texts, because I would rather there be an invasion of privacy than a child who is dead, right? Because they committed suicide or got themselves into an overdose. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I can't do a thing. 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, okay, remember last week everybody pointed the fingers at this one farm in California for the E. coli outbreak that affected our romaine lettuce right before Thanksgiving? Well, apparently the farm, which makes sense, out of an abundance of caution, has recalled additional produce. So Adams Brother Farming, Inc. in Santa Maria has recalled red leaf lettuce, green leaf lettuce, and cauliflower. It's cauliflower, but people call it cauliflower. That was in harvest from November 27th to November 30th. Now, none of the recalled products have tested positive for E. coli, and no illnesses have been associated, okay? Let us just say that. I don't think anybody has gotten sick from cauliflower in a while. Why? Because nobody eats cauliflower. But, can I just say something about cauliflower? I was at a restaurant. Oh, it's hilarious. Okay, and I know a lot of chefs. I know a lot of people. I've lived in Las Vegas for a while. And I guess they were serving cauliflower soup. And I go to the waiter, is this on purpose? He said, what do you mean? The soup of the day is cauliflower soup. I'm like, you're highlighting that? I get minestrone. I get that. I get a mean chicken noodle. But cauliflower soup? He's like, yeah, it's cauliflower soup. I go, hold on a second. The average person can't stand cauliflower. Well, yeah, but the soup is good. I go, nah. You're taking a vegetable that nobody likes. You're pureeing it down, adding liquid to it, throwing it in a bowl, and then trying to serve that as your highlighted star appetizer? Cauliflower soup? I go, that's just plain sadistic. He's like, look, ma'am, you don't have to order it. You don't have to order it. It's on the menu. You could get something else. I go, but no. Okay? I'm Dr. Dahlia. I like to protect my listeners. I like to protect people in the community. You guys are serving a soup that nobody's going to want to eat. And you're trying to trick them into eating it. What happened here is nobody ordered the cauliflower. You guys bought a crap load of cauliflower, and now he's like getting hot under the collar because I'm calling it like it is. I'm calling it exactly like it is. I go, you guys bought a crap load of cauliflower one night, and you decided to serve that as your side vegetable. And it got sent back. Nobody wanted the crap. Nobody wanted to eat the cauliflower. Because cauliflower tastes like crap. It's like the most disgusting vegetable out there next to Brussels sprouts. And you guys didn't know what to do with all the extra cauliflower. Ma'am, I'm not done. And you guys decided to take that cauliflower the next day, mash it all up, add some water, some cream, some chicken stock, throw some butter, salt, and pepper on there, throw some parsley, and then make it a soup? Ma'am, do you want to order? Yeah, I'll try the cauliflower soup. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I've never come back to that restaurant. They're so mad. I did. It was okay. The cauliflower soup was okay. But honestly, when you guys see cauliflower soup or some celery soup or something, it's because nobody wants to eat or an asparagus, cream of asparagus. Nobody wants to eat asparagus. Then they turn it into a soup and they cream it up so it hides the taste. Please. Look, we're on to you. We are on to you. All right, so anyway, back to this recall. Out of an abundance of caution, Adams Brothers Farming, Inc. is initiating this voluntary recall. The recall was initiated after it was discovered that sediment from a reservoir near where the produce was tested grew positive for E. coli. And the recalled produce was grown in particular fields. But not all the fields are involved. They say none of the filtered treated water was tested positive for E. coli, and all E. coli tests are testing negative. But since E. coli could be very dangerous, it could cause diarrhea, kidney failure if you develop hemolytic uremic syndrome. It could really affect kids and the elderly or anybody immunosuppressed. They don't want to take a chance. Now, Adam Brothers Farming has been linked to the food poisoning outbreak for the romaine lettuce. They say federal health officials are also cautioning that other farms may be likely involved in the E. coli outbreak, and consumers should continue checking the label before purchasing romaine lettuce. And again, we're talking about romaine lettuce, but also some other vegetables. Now, has anybody gotten sick from the lettuce, per se? Yes, from the lettuce, yes. 59 people in 15 states have been sickened by the tainted lettuce. So, regulators think that the lettuce which first triggered the outbreak is all gone. Now, what had happened? Well, what had happened is stores said, look, just check up front. If you buy some lettuce, check up front. I'm like, why don't they just remove it? Why are they checking up front? I just don't get that. But anyway, but it was kind of a free-for-all because they didn't know what to do. It was right before the holiday. The CDC and the FDA sent out a post and tweet saying, avoid romaine lettuce, and when in doubt, just don't eat it. And then we'll know more Monday. Okay, that was before the holiday weekend. So I think some of us asked somebody to clock back in and find out what the hell's going on. Then we got a little bit more detail on Monday. So we'll teach you guys more about what's going on with the red leaf lettuce, green leaf lettuce, and cauliflower when we find out. In the meantime, Great Britain is a little nervous because they say much of the fruit and vegetables sold in British shops could contain norovirus. Apparently, norovirus, that's the virus that the SS Stinky, you know, one of the Carnival cruise lines, had an issue with. And norovirus, usually when there's a cruise ship outbreak where everybody's getting sick and vomiting and having diarrhea, and toilets are overflowing and the place stinks, that's usually because of norovirus. You're in a closed quarters, closed situation, and multiple people are next to each other, and very easy to get sick. So, UK Food Standards Agency researchers discovered that one lettuce in every 20 contained the virus. This virus causes nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. The bug is spread by human waste. It was detected in one of every 27 bags of frozen raspberries. Now, this is in Great Britain. So experts warn that many more fresh foods may be harboring the norovirus. And this is Britain's most commonly food poisoning bug. They say 3 million people are infected by the virus every year, even more here in the States. So, what does this mean for you or I? Well, it means fresh produce is risky. We are in a day and age now where we aren't hearing outbreaks from eating a preserved fast food burger. We are getting outbreaks, and we're seeing more of them because of produce. As we go more healthy, as we try to be more healthy and go for more of the vegetables and the fruits, etc., we are vegetables and fruits. Fruits and vegetables. Do I always have to be alphabetical? Fruits and vegetables. We are putting ourselves more at risk for these bugs. And you need to be on alert that anytime you order anything, like salad, vegetables, whatever, you need to make sure they're clean. And I'm wondering if a lot of these outbreaks are restaurant-related, you might want to just wash and take care of your own fruits and vegetables. Maybe if you're going to eat out, don't eat out buying a salad. Maybe if you're going to eat out, you know, eat out what you want to eat out, etc. But in terms of you're getting your 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables, make sure you bought it. Make sure you washed it thoroughly. Make sure you cook it maybe yourself. Because this is not the last of these foodborne illnesses. Okay, there is something going on, whether water gets... Wasn't there an issue with Yuma and lettuce out of Yuma? Same thing, the wastewater? That's kind of disgusting. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go in.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.